Elise Dewsbury here. And for the last couple of years, I've been talking a lot about plot and theme and story structure and all those kinds of sort of overarching ideas to apply as you're working on your new musical. And right now I wanted to start a little sort of a mini series that's just about characters, bringing it down a little bit into the world of just the individual characters. So in no particular order, I'm going to talk about different things that I think are, that you need to think about as your characters are starting to come alive in the story that you've created. So today I want to talk about character diction, which basically just means what is the language of each of your characters. One of the things that you can do to make sure that your characters sound like real people and aren't simply tools to accomplish your plot is to make sure that they talk like real people. Real people talk in very different ways depending on where they're from, how old they are, how educated they are, what their cultural background is, what their sense of humor is, who they're talking to. You know, are they talking to a peer? Are they talking to an authority figure? Are they talking to a child? Do they have something to hide? There are so many different things to consider when you're working on character diction. But one of the things that I often recommend is that you pick a character and take a pass through your dialogue, looking at only the lines spoken by that character, and try to think, is this the way this character would say this thing in this moment? Are these the words they would use? They may be accomplishing what you want them to do in the moment of the scene, but are they accomplishing it using the words that this character would, that distinguish this character from any other character in your piece or anywhere? And go through every single speech they have. Say it out loud. Try to think of how a person would say that. Think about the fact that when people are speaking extemporaneously, when they're just having conversations, you know, around the house with friends, they tend not to speak in full logical sentences. They start in the middle of things. They use imperatives a lot. They use shortcuts. They use common language that would be commonly understood by the person they're speaking to, but not necessarily to an outsider. You know, those are the things that are going to make them sound like real people. So check to make sure that you aren't simply giving your characters, you know, subject, object, verb sentences that clearly accomplish the plot that you want to. That's a place to start. But now it's time to go back and make sure that they're doing it in their own particular way, with their own syntax, their own grammar, regionalisms. You know, where are they from? What kinds of things might they say? What kind of expression might they use? So you're not just trying to accomplish the plot with this character, but you're trying to reveal them. As a book writer, you don't often get a lot of time because so much of the important stuff in your show is going to be subsumed by your lyricist and your songwriter. So you don't have a lot of time to push the plot forward and get ready for the next song. And while you're doing it with that little bit of real estate that you have, you need to wring every bit of character that you can out of it. And that means being really, really ruthless about your word choice. So make sure that you do this for each one of your characters. Go through and look at every single one of their lines and just think about it. Say it out loud and think about, is this how this character would say this? Is there a way that would be more natural, more particular, more revealing of who they are? Do that for all of your characters and they're all going to start to get a lot more interesting. Okay, bye-bye.